Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in violence. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Can you hear me, Sister Drew?
Yes, I can.
You can hear me?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All righty. What, Brother Drew, he going to be on or what?
No, sir. He's not going to be on today.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so I decided to, we're going to continue the a story that was told to me a long, long time ago. Great-great-grandpa, my great-great-grandfather, he died when he go back to the sky. I'll put it like he would put it. In 1960, when I'm a freshman in high school, and he started teaching me a certain knowledge at 3 years old. And the first thing that they teach you was silent, to keep your damn mouth closed. And they asked the question, and when you're a child, your mouth, my mouth like to run like 560. I had a problem with that, but they sent a message from your butt to your brain. When we study, this lecture I did on this is questions that he had asked me. And asked me questions I didn't know nothing about what he was talking about, but he was explaining to me. But I could see that where we asked ourselves certain questions that we can get a better understanding. So if we asked ourselves a question, why is the Jews the chosen people of God? Every nation of people and every religion say that these people are the chosen people of God. Now, that's interesting because ain't nobody else the chosen people of God. Only the Jew. And he's not classified as a Germanic race of people who his cousins, who are his cousins. We're talking about the children of Japheth. The first son that Japheth had was named Gomer. You go in the 10th chapter of Genesis to find this. And the Bible is a good instruction book. It has 2,200 errors in it in translation from this language to another language. But if you can done study with the Jews, then that means that for we're going to be studying some heavy-ass esoteric knowledge, because we're going to be studying with the Rosicrucians, which is a Masonic order, which is a secret society. And we ain't going to be studying with the free and acceptable. We're going to be studying with the ancient. So you have two types of Masons. You have one that's free and acceptable. That's the one that's in a revised version. And then you have an ancient. See, ancient means the beginning. See, when you go in a chronological order, when you study in a chronological order, you don't make no mistakes. That's the reason I say that my motto is always have been for the last 40 years of teaching is documentation beats all bullshit-ass conversation. And so when we go and study with the chosen people of God, then we're going to understand what did they say about their cousins. This is why we know what we know. But when you study like I have, you know what I know of the four hemispheres, then you separate the hemispheres. Because you got instructions in the Bible, the 10th chapter of Genesis give you instructions that when it came to Ham, Shem, and Japheth's children, to separate them according to their land where they live and their tongue, meaning the language they spoke. Because, see, when we go to the 11th chapter of Genesis, they let you know that everybody in the world spoke one language. So, Sister Drew, if everybody in the world spoke one language, everybody came from one nation of people at one time, when we know that this is the original people right here. These people that is talked about in the 11th chapter of Genesis about when we all spoke one language. And then it tells you something happened at Babylon, and so that's 50,000 years ago. Something happened at Babylon, and the language got confused, meaning that the first language is called Yalakwadash. That's what the first language is called. Any other language that come out of there is a hybrid language. making it gibberish. And when we study language, because see, how you know, see, the language, the tongue, is what the Bible says, same as language, is the most important thing in a nation of people, is because why? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Why is language the number one thing? Because you can't have a nation of people without a language. Now, that's amazing, Brother Sister Drew. Now, how do we get a language? See, we use the five W's and the one H. Big Mama taught me, both grandmothers, they say, when you use that, you don't make no mistakes. Who, what, when, how, why, and where did it come from? And Grandpa say, great-great-grandpa say, this bullshit that done been given to you with a BS and a BA from old master. That you got a doctor's degree in, a nigga doctor's degree in. When we study right straight down like we finna do now, like we doing now, and we get a better understanding of what was going on and what is the truth and what it ain't the truth. Because the truth, it ain't never went nowhere. But the lie got spread it through high. So what period of time we'll go through that is the lie got spread it through the time of the medieval times. And see, the medieval times started where? With the church. 400 years of it. We know all of this history. Hell, I can recite this damn history at a dead damn level, Sister Drew. So when we know this history, and we can get a better understanding. So who are these people that this one language is? These are the people that was called Anunnakis. That's who we were original. Everybody that has melanin in their skin is the original people that was called Anunnakis. We came from the 19th galaxy. We didn't come from this galaxy. This is the 12th galaxy and the 9th star, and we are traveling 1,000 miles an hour through space with other planets and other nations of people as we make our turn 360 days out of a year. And so when you see, one of the key things in the Bible, one of the instructions in the Bible was renew your mind. What I'm telling you, it wasn't taught to you. This is the way why you had to renew your mind, because the mind is a school of thoughts. So when we ask ourselves a question, who taught us, then we will understand that the people that taught us are reptilians, are in human form. And the way you tell him is that he had no pigmentation in his skin. And my great-great-grandpa, old Crazy Hawk, Sister Drew, told me the best way to tell him is that your grandmother, that was his wife, my great-great-grandpa, was a Kashata. She came from the Kashata tribe. And the one thing that Kashata knew was the knowledge of your shadow. Great great grandpa say that when me and you look at our shadow, what color is it? It's black. He say, but when the white man look at his shadow, he say, ask me a question. He say, what color is it, little hawk? I say, it's black. Grandpa say, look at him and his face. Is he casts a black shadow, but his face is white. Grandpa say, that's a freak of nature. That's the reptilian. That's how you tell the difference between the human being, who is an Anunnaki, than the human reptilian. It's the color of the skin. And they don't cast the shadow that they cast is not what they look like. But they supposed to look like, they once upon a time looked like this shadow that they cast. But what happened? And that go back 50,000 years ago when the fourth planet, Mars, invaded Earth. And the Anunnakis was already here. And Japheth's children that lived in the Caucasus Mountains, this is where the war started, where the Martians conquered Japheth's children. But ancient Nubia killed off the Martians, made it a dead star, and they had to go live in the core, just like we're living inside of Earth. We ain't living on top of Earth. We living inside of Earth in the pyramids between the, with water above and water beneath. The Martians that had invaded us had to go underground like they are right now and live just like we was living. And what happened is that these Martians that got trapped down here conquered Japheth's children. And you go to the sixth chapter of Genesis, it's very clear what Japheth's children was calling these people gods, the reptilians. These Martians, they look like, the Bible describes them as a Leviathan, a serpent, a dragon, and every religion call him the old whisperer. He's known throughout all the religions, all of the mythology of them three hemispheres over there. You see this reptilian man that had conquered them, and then you see the children of these gods. So when you see the Germanic race of people, you are seeing the children of the gods. It's what you had to understand. It's what you, this is the way it is. I'm telling you a story that the Jews tell. And it's an ancient story that's been here. It ain't just come here. Put in your Bible up on the sign and symbols. Put in the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, all religions. Whether it's with hieroglyphics, same thing. Same story that I'm telling you. The most highest form comes out of the Rosicrucian Lodge of the Zionists. as we speak, and that's who we up in their lodge right now. Sister Drew, we talk in their knowledge, but I was taught this by my ancestors. That this is their teaching. And this is the knowledge that we'll soon find out about because we are close to Planet X. That's what they call in ancient Nubia. Now it's Planet X. They know who Planet X is. Ain't no damn Planet X. They know, and they know what's going to happen. Every time you get close to ancient Nubia, when you're close to ancient Nubia, then the weather is out of whack. Well, ain't the weather out of whack? You're experiencing some hell of a weather right now all over the world. Because where you going 1,000 miles an hour cruising through space, you're getting closer and closer to Nubia and within range. And ancient Nubia, Amun-Ya, as we call her, she would kill your ass with the weather, with the four elements, what you made out of. So you made out of what? The four elements. You the fifth element. Well, the four elements produces energy. And the elements is based on the 12 laws of nature. And the first law of nature is energy. You can't see that. That's what mind is. See, when you are alive, when you have life, that means that you have become alive. To be alive comes up on a dualist system. Once you become a being, once you become us, it comes up on a dualist system, meaning that you are alive, but you are only physically alive when you are born. You ain't mentally alive. That's why you see a whole bunch of folks walking right around now with mental problems. Because you never become mentally alive. Because why? Of your teaching. Because what you were taught in your school system, that's a mind. That's a way of life. And you make your decisions on those teachings because that creates an attitude, that creates a personality, that creates a behavior of what you taught. If you ain't been taught your shit and you've been taught somebody else some shit, but then the person that taught you said you was an emancipated slave, well, then your mind had to realize that the shit that he done give you, it ain't for you. You get the shit and work for him, make your money off of his ass to live your life like he lives his. It ain't for you. That ain't your way of life. So you had to go back and understand coming from the beginning. Then you had to first understand who is the Anunnaki and who is the human reptilian. Because the sixth chapter of Genesis will tell you that the daughters of men, and these became giants, and they became men of renown. Well, hell, they still here. What you see walking around, they came from the east to the west, the children of these gods. The children of the gods have conquered all of the Anunnakis and took all of Earth away from them as we speak in 2018. We can see that if you know the story, if you got to mind. Tell me where in the civilized world that you are not ruled by the human reptilian. Because the human reptilian is in a form that you understand. You quite understand. You see that you used to be. You have record. Most of you that listen to me know that you used to command everything on earth until a certain period of time where you see a person that don't look like you own everything on earth and in control of everything on earth. You see this. You see that. Your mind has to renew your mind, had to put it on facts. These are facts right here. But where are we getting these facts? We've proven them through a story that's been told to us that we're just now coming into the knowledge of, but it's in your blood, it's in your DNA. So when you told a story, your mind is just like an old battery. The battery good, but it went down. And you need jump starting. So what we're doing is jump starting our mind by going to study with the chosen people of God and get a story that's here in existence. And in 1881, King James Bible got 2,200 errors in it. But the story is in there to a certain degree, and then you had to go into the Quran, and then you had to go. The stories is in bits and pieces up under the name of mythology. And you was taught that mythology was hoodoo, voodoo, and you ain't supposed to be messing with no mythology and astrology and all of that when these people that started out as human beings became subhuman beings. The subhuman being is the reptilian that mated with fast children. The children of the subhuman being is the people that we call white people. That's the Germanic race of people. And so, who taught us? Well, let's find out who taught us. The language that we speak, that's the reason it's so very important to understand that everything begins with the language. See, once upon a time, everybody spoke one language, and now we got a lot of gibberish, billions and billions of different languages. So, excuse me. So, we ask ourselves a question. The people that educated us from 6 years old, me, my grandbaby is 3 years old, who are these people? They say that they are Americans and that we are in the American school system, and for you to be an American, you had a certain system that you had to follow. And it was a necessity that if you was born in America, you had to be made in America through a school system starting at the age of 3 years old after 1970. But when I was born in 46, it was 6 years old. They agreed that it was all right to catch this nigga at 6 years old, but after studying this nigga over a period of 100 years, by 1970, they came with a head start shit. Beginning of head start was beginning of programming the 3 year old mind. A mind that still, in some cases, was shitting on itself and pissing and couldn't feed itself. But he was started training him in the ways of America, programming your mind. You had to understand how the mind works. See, the mind is a computer, and it be programmed, so what your ass got to do is deprogram it. And it's hard for you to deprogram it when they got you hooked on religion. Now, it's more so than when you ain't hooked on religion, you ask questions about religion, especially the hippie on the stick, if you ain't Christian. It's hard for you to renew your mind, and you got the Holy Ghost. See, and I already know this reason I don't talk to too many Holy Ghost people, but I talk to anybody. But when you have to, your mind, what I'm talking to you now, your mind had to understand this. When you take a child and he'll tell you that in order for us to develop this mind of these children, we have to keep them 8 hours a day. Nine months out of a year that we can, if we do this, we can train this mind. This mind is trained. Mind. So for 12 years, from you go to school, you start off at elementary, junior high, high school. They give you a diploma, passing a test of how you can succeed in America by being an American. This is the way you can succeed. We have found out that through this system that he is able to get a job even if he was a F student. If he graduated with F's, C's, or D's, his mind still was trained enough for him to go into the military and to get a job. And we can process this mind better in the military, and we'll give him honors and medals and teach him a certain knowledge if we get him in the military. This mind that's in this body, this black person that you call black, this person that look like you, this Anunnaki. When we ask ourselves a question, the language that we speak, where did it come from? The language we speak came from the ancient serpent people, the reptilians, who was the human reptilians, first spoke this language at Babylon. Out of this language, the language got confused because the mixing of the seed. Because these subhumans started conquering the human beings. And when they conquered you, you were the booty. they started having babies by you. That's why everybody on earth, as we speak in the civilized world, are human reptilians. We got his goddamn blood in us. Key was you couldn't have his mind governing you in the way you live. And the key, when we study, we go do another study of how we are formed and made, well, then you understand that the key is in your food. See, when you're alive physically and you are alive mentally, if you was alive mentally, you wouldn't kill yourself physically, because the body is made to last forever. Your body, if you was lucky, if you was the lucky one, and if you came into existence, you are the lucky one, because out of 700,000 sperm, you were the lucky one that hid for 3 months to come into existence. Everything that came into existence was superior for that simple reason. You was the strongest. Oh, the semen and the sperm that mixed together. You survived 3 months, hid in the female because she was on your ass trying to kill you. And when she would have her cycle, she was flushing, getting rid of you. So when you come into existence, you is the strongest. So if you are mentally alive, you would know this. And so what was given to you, or what would cause you kill you physically, you wouldn't kill yourself. Your key was somebody bit an apple and somebody disobeyed. Well, get the symbolic meaning out of that, meaning food. It was a food that they say that made mankind fall away from the teaching of Amun-Yah. When we got down here on earth, we had a set of rules and regulations. We were first breatharians. And then when we came into existence, we became vegetarians and fruitarians. When we got conquered by the reptilians, we became cannibals, flesh eaters, raw meat eaters, raw steak. Mm-hmm. Oysters on the half shell. We became eating the foods of God, said the Bible, the Quran, the ancient books put it. You eat the food of the gods, you become the children of the gods, and you kill your body. You won't be here alone. And see, when your ass die, your mind will go back to where it come from, and then your mind will go back to Mars. And You got the mind of ancient Amanyan, you are Anunnaki. Your mind go back to wherever you come from when your body dies. You kill your mind. Your mind go back to where it comes from. But your body dies. So when you walking around on earth, you ain't walking around on nothing but dead bodies. And that energy that them dead bodies put out, you take on their characteristics from the behavior. So you can see where you would have to find out how were you educated. And you was born in America, made in America, and then you become prim and proper and you got a this degree in America. This knowledge is called esoteric knowledge. When you go and look up the word knowledge, it's very clear. They'll tell you that it's two types of knowledge. One is esoteric, one is exoteric. All countries is ruled by masons. So a mason is a secret society. So you had to understand secret societies and know their teaching to understand what's going on today. You had to have a mind for that teaching of that secret society. So there are two types of knowledge, esoteric and exoteric. We told, and we was taught exo by the esoterium. So we had to go and find out what he had taught us and what is supposed to be the truth and this and that. So when we go that like this, it's just like the first lie that you was told in school. You was told that at 3 years old that you could learn your ABCs if you sung them. And for some people it was very hard to sing the ABCs because at 3 and 4 years old you would make a mistake to sing it. But when you learn how to sing them, your ABC, you were so happy. You would say ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. Now send my ABC. What do you think of me? And everybody started clapping. Oh, that's my baby. They done said they ABC. That is the biggest goddamn lie that you as a child could have ever fucking been told, is that you done said your goddamn ABCs. Because your ABCs ain't but 22 signs and symbols. What they showed you and taught you that the ABCs had a big A and a little A to it is a goddamn lie. They told you that the 10th sign and symbols in your ABCs was a J. That's a lie. Because your ABCs, the 10th sign and symbol is a Y. It ain't a J. And it wasn't no J's in nobody's language until 1523. When William Shakespeare Toombs sat down and wrote the Tyndale Bible with a J from left to right. And called it English, not English. But you was taught you learned English. But my question is, how come it ain't no J in English? Because when I get the 1611 Bible, which is the King James Bible, the six ain't no damn J's in it. I in it. But how did the I become J? Where did that shit come from? Because if you go into the 1881 Bible, it'll tell you point blank clearly that this Bible is translated out of the 1611. Well, that's a joke, a lie, because ain't no J's in the 1611. When we asked ourselves where the language come from, well, the ancient people will tell you that this language that we're speaking is that of the Serpent people, the Opadikes. Go look that word up. Go look up Serpent people. Go look up the word Opadike. In your Bible, you will read about the Leviathan king. You read about the frog. Now, that's interesting. When we break down the signs and symbols in the Bible where they was talking about this person that was a human reptilian, the children of him put it in different codes to, if you take where you reading in the Bible for frog, where you read Leviathan King, where you read serpent, dragon, put reptilian down there, and then you know who you're talking about. Then we go into the Bible and you read that the Bible tell you the direct descendants of the people that tell it. It tell you Magog, Gog, Tubal. Tell you that this certain human reptilian coming from these three tribes of Japheth's children. So Magog, we asked ourselves a question, who the fuck is Magog in 2018? Well, Magog is the people that in 1776, May the 1st, renamed themselves Americans. That's who Magog is. Because he came from Angel Land, the ancient name. Modern day name of it is England. Over there in England, he was Slavic in a Teutonic tribe. He was a Norseman. He come from the Saxon, the Jutes, and the Angels. Now you know how angels got in the checks. The word Saxon comes from the Gallic word hail. These people right now speak, people of hail. If you know the Bible says you're going to hell. You got the religion of the people of hell, which is called a Hellenistic religion, Christianity. You believe in hell. When you believe in hell, you ain't saying nothing, but you believe in the Saxon, who renamed himself American May 1st, 1776. Who was a Saxon and an angel and a Jew, them three Norish men tribes. They was Norish men. They weren't Vikings. They were Norse men that came from the land of hell, and you can go to hell in the modern day time, they call it Norway. And you can go to hell, Norway, and see the people of hell. That's our hell and all of this bullshit. You got they school of thoughts. What that tribe of people believed in, that one tribe, conquered the world with the one name of God. And remember, America at one time, from 1945, when they busted the atom bomb, they conquered the world. They was the world leaders and world power. Everybody got scared of them because America would kill you. But this was none but that reptilian, cheering the reptilian. This was that bad seed that they're talking about in the Bible. They gave you the parable of the sower of the seed. They tell you about the seed, how it, the good seed, the bad seed, this that came out of them. That's who you're talking, that telling the story in the Rosicrucian. The chosen people of God is the good seed. Magog and Gog is the bad seed that fell all the way by the wayside. And how they did? They fell all the way down to what they call a subhuman. Well, a subhuman, all you got to do now in today's society is go Google Neanderthal. I never will forget, Sister Drew, when my six-year-old grandbaby, we realized that we had to home train her, homeschool her. She was 6, 7 years old when she went to the second grade. She told the teachers, because she was very brilliant. She started reading at 3 years old. We started her reading at 3 years old. We experimented on her. And she started reading it. She's 22 now on her. And she had read all of my books, so she was extremely black. And I had got her ready that when she went to school, that about this word black, kids were going to call her black, because I would get dead into her because she had a bad temper about black. And I would tell her what to say to certain people. And so when this little white girl called her black, she said, at least I'm black. My mom and daddy ain't a Neanderthal, and your mama and daddy are Neanderthal. So the little girl started crying. Because the white girl didn't know where it was, so she went and told the teacher, and she come back and asked Keela, what did you say? And Keela looked at her, and Keela said, I said that if you white and look like you, that your mama and daddy is a Neanderthal. So they took Keela to the office, and she told the principal the same thing, so they called Vela, her mother. And they wanted her to know who was teaching her that. And Vela told them that not only her, that she was with the Nation of Islam. And that's what they were, Neanderthals. And Vela told them to go Google, look up the word Neanderthal, and you know where you come from. So that's when we started home. We knew we had to take Keela out because she was going to have some issues talking about people's mamas and stuff. So she's 22 now, and she's going to graduate from North Texas State. She's in the 1 o'clock stage band. I taught her music, and she had full scholarship in music. She's going to come out of college. But she didn't go to a white person's college. She's a Muslim, and she never had meat cross her mouth. None of the kids have. And you can see where these, look at the Nation of Islam, the dietary laws that they keep. Look at their people's skin and look at it. That's a good example for you to look at why. When we study, Big Mama say that when you understand self is you had to know where you come from and then what the hell you made out of. So when we go, we're going to study that too. We find out where we come from, and then we got to find out what we made of, how we made, what systems that we need, what is the most important systems in our body. See, then we become what? Mentally alive. The only way we can become mentally alive is that we have got to change your dietary laws. So when you change your dietary laws, if you are young, it's 5 years, you can get your, the machine to work back perfect in 5 years if you quit eating meat and eat the correct food, high-energy food. If you quit eating meat, you can't eat the blood of other animals. See, the blood of the animals keep you in the reptilian form. You got to go back to your human form. You in your human form, but your mind is in reptilian form. If you look like us with melanin skin, you're a colored person, then you in human form, but your mind is in reptilian form. And you have to understand that. And the only reason your mind is in reptilian form is because of what you eat. Because if you eat correctly, then you become mentally alive. And I know that when you hear me saying this, I know you understand it. Those of y'all that hear me saying it, you understand what I'm talking. It is a necessity, even if you're old like me. I'm 72 years old. You've got to, if you change your eating habits, you'll feel 100% better. All that shit you think you need, you don't need it. I used to eat a whole damn chicken. I thought I needed a whole chicken. That's ludicrous. Use a damn food to eat a whole chicken. Well, I was that damn food for a long damn time. I never was a pork eater, but I was this damn food of glutton. Shit, you eat 5 pounds of food. You don't need that much food. That's when Elijah Muhammad said, eat 1 meal a day, and look at the people that followed his instructions. Look at their skin. Look at, yeah, he said, eat 1 meal a day, eat vegetables, and this is the high energy food, and that. This food here, don't eat this and cook it this away. Look at the people. Look at how they look versus how that Christian looked with the reptilian mind. You can't. Your mind has to be jumpstarted. I don't give a hell. I weighed 270 pounds one time. I don't give a damn how big you are now, but if you change your mind, I guarantee you, your mind will tell you that if I'm in my 30s, I know this is bad on my heart because when I get in my 60s, I might have type 2 diabetes, I might have this, I might have that. So if I'm going to be a wise person in my 30s, I'm going to get my shit together and change my way of eating. This is a mind that's coming in correctness. This is a mind that's getting away from the reptilian mind. But once you understand what is